You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the University of Auckland held its annual three-minute thesis competition. I spoke with the winner of the competition and University of Auckland biologist, Cam Hofbleck, about her research into the unique gut microbiome of Tuatara and its implications for the species' future against the context of a changing climate.
Your research focused on the Tuatara population of Stephens Island, where about 90% of all Tuatara in New Zealand live. What drew you to study a Tonga native species of Aotearoa?
So I'm from the US, and I've always been really interested in conservation, but in the States, it's a bit of a harder sell to get people behind it. So When I came here in 2020, I basically only knew that Aotearoa was very beautiful and had all this great wildlife, but I didn't know the specifics. And then when I came here, I started working with takahe, which are amazing birds. And I really fell in love with the kiwi and the kakapo and all of the special birds in New Zealand. It really turned me into a birder, but I didn't know much about Tuatara. So when I came back, my advisor asked if I wanted to work with them, so I started looking into them a bit more. And they're so special, but I think that cultural connection really draws me in a lot more here than in the States. Like, the people really care about protecting these animals, and then the connection to the iwi as well as the Tonga species, just the work that's already gone into conserving them is really impressive here.
What makes Tuatara so sensitive to a changing climate?
So they're actually a little more protected than some reptile species. So as cold-blooded species, reptiles don't have a way to cool down. They're completely dependent on the air temperature, essentially. So most reptiles actually prefer it as it gets warmer because they can move around more. I don't know if you've ever seen those little tiny skinks when it's cold and they're just like, can't move at all because it's so cold. But when it warms up, they can move around a bit more. But Tuatara are cold adapted, so they used to live all throughout Aotearoa, all the way down in the far south of the South Island. So super big range. And they're so cold adapted that when I'm holding them in my hand, I have to be concerned about my body temperature affecting them. So they're definitely very easily impacted by the heat. They start not being able to function as well, and they start drying out, which is really bad for them. But luckily for Tuatara, they're burrowing reptiles, so they live underground, and most of the day they stay in their burrow where they're protected from temperature spikes, and they also leave their eggs underground. So I don't know if you've heard about sea turtles. They're having a problem where more and more of the eggs are female because the temperature determines the sex of the eggs. So Tuatara is actually opposite, so more and more males will become male, but since their eggs are underground, they're less impacted by those temperature spikes.
Your thesis pitch, which won you the three-minute thesis pitch competition, focused on the microbiome of the Tuatara. What is a microbiome, and how does the Tuatara's microbiome separate it from other species?
Great question. So everything has a microbiome. It's just the collection of microorganisms, so bacteria, fungi, viruses that live on or inside of an animal, or even they form biofilms as well, just these random communities of bacteria. But I look at them inside hosts. So I'm looking at the bacteria specifically that live inside the gut of the Tuatara. So Tuatara, we've never looked at their gut bacteria before. There's been research into what viruses they have, and then into a specific bacteria, Salmonella, that almost all reptiles have. So if you handle any skinks, you should wash your hands because they probably have Salmonella. But Tuatara have never been found with Salmonella, which means they're really weird. And we already know they're really weird evolutionarily. They have no living relatives. They're the only species in their order. So we basically have no idea what their microbiome looks like. And from my preliminary work, it looks really weird, like a lot of unidentified bacteria, which is really exciting.
Finally, what does your research mean for the conservation of Tuatara in the midst of an escalating climate crisis?
I think with all species, there's kind of the basics of as the temperature warms, some of those mammalian predators are going to be able to get into new places. So rats and stoats are really good at capitalizing on, oh, now the temperature is warmer, so I'm going to go into these new areas that I haven't been in before. And then also with sea level rise, of course, we'll start losing some of the ground on the islands that are really important for Tuatara conservation and lots of other species. But the main one is just that temperature problem. So Tuatara living in the north of Aotearoa are already at kind of the thermal tolerance up here. So we want to be aware of if it continues getting hotter, which of course it will under climate change, we want to know how that's going to impact Tuatara. a lot of times that can make you more vulnerable to infection. So if your gut community changes, like if, you know, you or I take antibiotics, then sometimes people can get sick after that because you've destabilized that gut community. So we know that as temperatures rise in other species, it can make them more vulnerable to infection and make them less effective at digesting and things like that. So we want to be aware of that for Tuatara and see if we can supplement their diet, if that would help, or if we don't need to worry about that and they're going to be fine.
That was University of Auckland biologist Cam Hofbleck talking about her research into Tuatara.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.